Our final news stories include hopes that Norwich could become the new home of a major broadcaster, and there are concerns for a toy store. But first, Norwich City football fans are being asked to sit down.
A health and safety edict has been given to Norwich City season ticket holders, warning them to sit down or face losing their seats. Letters have been sent to fans warning them of persistent standing, which the club says is unacceptable. In a letter, they said, "As such, we are now under direct threat of having the capacity in the Lower Barclay reduced significantly unless we can demonstrate a distinct reduction in persistent standing from our next match." However, Canaries Trust chairman Robin Saintly said the move would kill the atmosphere completely. The letter from Norwich City told supporters the wider concern of crowd safety has recently come under further scrutiny from the club's safety advisory group. It says after the proliferation of persistent standing and children standing on seats, the club and safety stewards have been trying to resolve the problem.
An elderly woman was defrauded of £8,000 by a man pretending to be a police officer. Norfolk Constabulary have now issued a warning after another woman was also targeted by a fake police officer. Police have urged people to be extra vigilant following the two incidents in as many days in the Great Yarmouth area.
Sustainable farming initiative Norwich Farmshare is one step closer to setting up its new site in the city with a £5,000 funding boost from Norwich City Council. The crowdfunder is aiming to raise £25,000 by December the 11th to set up its new community growing site at Valpy Avenue Allotments and has been awarded £5,000 from the Crowdfund Norwich Fund from the City Council. The group, which was forced to leave its original Posick site last year, has moved to a new site in Mile Cross, where it plans to develop a programme of educational and community engagement work, as well as growing vegetables. The group also has plans for a second, larger site at Whitlingham Nurseries, which will provide extra growing capacity and training opportunities in the longer term. Norwich Farmshare is a way of doing it differently, keeping it local, using ecological methods that are good for the earth and good for our bodies and community building at the same time.
The Norwich branch of Toys R Us could face closure unless Bosses can renegotiate its rent or downsize within 7 months, it has emerged. The store was spared the axe in the first round of closures, which were announced by the struggling retailer. But documents filed as part of the chain's company voluntary arrangement, a CVA, proposals show that the Norwich store in Westwick Street has been included in the third tier of stores ranked by their performance. Those shops are loss-making after overheads are considered and are not selling enough for their size, say insolvency experts who have compiled the plans. As a result, stores in that group need immediate rent reduction to restore profitability, and either downsizing or investment will be needed to make the sites viable in the future. The proposed reduction is 35% now, with a further 15% cut from the current rates in 7 months if a downsizing agreement is not agreed. But even with the rent reduction, these sites may not be sustainable unless Toys R Us is able to agree a plan with the relevant landlords in relation to the subdivision of the stores and related capital expenditure within 7 months of the CVA being implemented, the advisers warn. It announced it would close 26 stores in spring 2018 with the expected loss of up to 800 jobs.
A former Norwich School student is set for global stardom after being signed by the former manager of the Spice Girls. After finding fame in the Philippines, Bailey May, who's 15, is hoping to inspire other youngsters and fulfil his dream of singing and dancing as he joins international pop group Now United. The band has been created by Simon Fuller, the mastermind behind American Idol, as well as the former manager of the Spice Girls and S Club. Made up of 14 different teenagers from across the world, Bailey will be representing his birth nation, the Philippines. The former Notre Dame High School student said, "We all share the same dream of singing and dancing. We just want to make the world a better place."
Whether it's shopping for last-minute gifts or just to enjoy the festive atmosphere in Norwich, there's a great new way to get around the city this Christmas on an iconic 1965 London Transport Routemaster 64-seater double-decker bus. In collaboration with Norwich BID, David McMaster, who runs Away Days and City Sightseeing Norwich, will offer shoppers the chance to experience the old London bus on a trip around the city. From December the 20th to the 24th, five trips a day will run on a half hour, starting from 10:30 a.m. with the last departing at 2:30 p.m. The vintage bus will start from Castle Meadow, travel up St Stephen's and down Chapelfield Road, then by Bethel Street for the market, along Exchange Street, Bank Plain and Prince of Wales Road to Station Yard, with a 5-minute turnaround here. The return trip will be via Rose Lane to Castle Meadow. This will be a free service, but passengers are encouraged to make a donation for the Benjamin Foundation.
Norwich City Council has expressed an interest to the Department of Digital, Culture, Media and Sport, or DCMS, to become the home of Channel 4 when it relocates from its London headquarters. The government hopes the move will see the channel boost regional growth, with a report suggesting it could create almost 7,500 jobs and bring almost £600 million in economic benefits.
Cutting subsidies to Norfolk bus routes, which could lead to services being axed, would be a catastrophe, according to campaigners for older people. Norfolk County Council is consulting over a £500,000 cut to the subsidy it gives bus operators and community transport providers, as it wrestles with ways to plug a £125 million spending gap. The council subsidises bus companies by £2.7 million a year for about 100 services. It also gives £400,000 to community transport operators. Subsidised bus routes across Norfolk, including Great Yarmouth, Norwich, King's Lynn, Thetford, Beccles, Aylsham, Swaffham, Acle, Wyndham, Dereham, Wotton, Diss, Fakenham, Bradwell, Holt, Cromer, North Walsham and Sheringham could all be affected. And with the subsidies paid because operators deemed those services were not viable without support, it could see services end if money is withdrawn. Helen Burgess, Regional Manager for Age Space, which offers online support and advice about care for older people, said, "The concern is that with Norfolk being such a rural county, this will really isolate a lot of older people."
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. And don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. So, from me, Jane Evans, goodbye.
And from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.